for a minute, Jennifer. I kind of want to get this out. You know, we do case studies on the show on a regular basis, and we cover different subjects. And I know you and I talked about this off the air a little bit, but one subject that comes up a lot, it's not all that uncommon, although the term pension is getting less and less common.
Correct.
They're not that normal anymore to find them. But,
right. But there are certain industries where you typically see them.
So what I wanted to kind of just toss out, and we can just knock this around. We don't have to give specific details of a situation here, but, you know, a defined benefit pension plan, you know, what is it? What needs to be thought about? What are the key factors? I mean, there's a bunch of stuff to consider on this.
Yeah, it is a qualified employer-sponsored retirement plan. So that means that the employer is the one that's making the contributions on your behalf.
And they're doing it over the period of time where you're working.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
They're setting money aside for you.
Mm-hmm. And they generally get to deduct the contributions that they're making for you. And you don't owe income tax on it until you withdraw
it. Take it out. So you're taxed as you receive the benefit in retirement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so typically you'll have several ways in which you can choose to receive it. A lot of employers make you determine how you're going to receive it. And once you elect it, you're locked into that type
it's a choice. It's almost like a lottery, right?
Yes.
Conversation. You win the lottery.
How do you want to get it?
Or do you want a lump sum?
Right. So you usually you can take it. There's one other variable to that. In the lottery situation, you either get to take the lump sum or you take an annuity. But in this case, you can usually take either a lump sum. You can take an annuity or a pension payment monthly based on your life expectancy of a certain dollar amount. Or you can take a reduced dollar amount that would ensure if something happens to you that your spouse would either get the same amount or a smaller amount or a portion of that pension amount.
And these amounts are typically a function of several things. Number one, how long you've been there a lot of times, and then what were you making over the period of time, maybe the last 3 to 5 years of your employment?
I mean, usually what they're looking at is averaging a certain percentage of your salary in retirement. So it might be 70% of your salary.
So so is it as straightforward as saying, well, always choose the lump sum?
No, it's not always that way. I mean, I would tell you that when we run financial plans for clients, given everything is the same, you're going to follow the plan. You're actually going to spend what you say in the plan.
You're assuming a certain level of discipline.
Right. If you're disciplined and you're going to follow the plan regardless, most of the time it shows us that it's better for you to take it in a lump sum. But if you know that if you got that lump sum, and by taking it in a lump sum, that doesn't mean you get it and you pay taxes on all of that immediately. You get it and you roll it into an IRA account.
Right.
And then you can make withdrawals from that as you need to, and you pay taxes at, you know, or once you're required to, and you pay taxes as the money comes out. So if you can be disciplined and not just take that lump sum and blow through it, then typically the lump sum in most cases shows to be better when we run it in a financial plan.
Sure.
But, you know, but if you're going to take a pension, or some people just like to feel secure and know that money's going to come in month to month like a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so then you've got to consider whether or not if something happens to you, would your spouse then rely on that money to come in and provide for them if you were to pass away? That's where you come into the conversation with the
annuity.
Right. I mean, a lot of it depends on your particular situation. Mm-hmm. And some of it is how comfortable you feel. But one of the other things that you brought up was how comfortable do you feel that the company that you're going to get the benefit from is going to stay in business?
Yeah. I know a lot of guys that unfortunately I know a lot of guys that were real involved in the banking business and had versions of either supplemental executive retirement plan, some type of defined benefit plan that when they retired, they were going to get a benefit during a number of years. And, you know, you take that annuity, you're also counting on the fact that the company's going to be there. Then the bank fails, and guess what? You're not on the list to get paid that money.
Yeah, and, you know, and there are some plans that fall under the PBGC where you could get a portion.
Insurance.
Yeah, there's some insurance so that if the company goes under, you could get a portion of it, but you're not going to get 100% of what you were going to get. You know, and I mean, there are certain industries. I mean, look at the airlines. Some of the airlines, they lost all, you know, those pensions before. And, you know, that a lot of that is in the news. You hear about them trying to maintain and support their pension plans.
It,
and
it tends to tilt you toward the, if there is a lump sum there, you most normally would take it.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, you know, scenario. So.
Yep,
it is something to consider. And
yeah, we get those questions quite a bit down in research. You know, my pension is through XYZ company. You know, can you please review and see their financial strength or whatever? And this is the reason that big companies have gotten away from that defined benefit pension is because it does eat into their profitability.
Right.
They have to maintain.
It's a liability on their books. Yeah.
Well, I mean, due to no fault of their own, you have a downturn in the economy.
That's right.
You still have that obligation to continue to pay. And what it does is, you know, you're taking money from
earnings to supplement.
From cash from operations, and you have to put it into the pension plan. A lot of folks, I mean, it's basically a battle or a debate between your shareholders and your employees or past employees, and it makes it difficult for these companies to do this. And it's the reason that they've all tried to go away. Well, I won't say all, but many companies have gone away from the pension, but it is definitely something that matters.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.